Country 94 weather.
Cantu Auto Repair in Osborne is here to get you fixed up and back on the road safely. Clint and the staff of certified technicians can service all makes and models. They do maintenance including oil changes and vehicle inspections and can repair brakes, engines and transmissions, AC and heating systems, muffler and exhaust systems, and they can diagnose and repair any electrical problems or warning lights that are staying on. Call Cantu Auto Repair today at 75-345-4000 or stop in Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Cantu Auto Repair, located at 209 West Main in Osborne.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Clear skies this afternoon with a high of 72. Northwest winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Lows level off around 47. Tonight, partly cloudy. Bright sunshine tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 77. Low 80s Friday, mid 70s Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 60.
Check out the savings now at the Tuesday at Cure's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. They have best choice shredded or chunk cheese, 6 to 8 ounce selected varieties, 2 for $4. It's now the Tuesday at Cure's Thriftway, downtown Mankato.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
As a Wichita toddler continues recovering at a local hospital after ingesting fentanyl, there are questions about the case in which police arrested a man identified as a roommate at the home on Boston Street where the emergency happened. Police arrested Philip Saunders on child endangerment and drug-related offenses. Neighbors expressed sadness and anger about what happened, but also relief that the one-year-old is recovering. As is the case in communities across the country, Monday night's incident in Wichita involving the toddler further spotlights the impact of fentanyl felt around the community. As medical professionals, national, state, and local leaders and law enforcement at every level continually emphasize, a small amount of fentanyl is enough to cause a serious or lethal reaction. It's so potent now, it doesn't take much, said Dr. Greg Lakin, who is a medical director for Center for Change, a medication-based treatment facility. The impact of the synthetic opioid was seen Monday night when the one-year-old needed Narcan and immediate medical attention to survive. Dr. Lakin said a bit of fentanyl residue in a child's reach could be lethal. And of course, everything goes to the mouth, so if there are deadly doses of potential fentanyl all over the house, it doesn't take much for that little body, he said. Wichita police said the call to 911 happened around 7:45 p.m. to the home in the East Boston Street area near Harry and Woodlawn in Wichita. When EMS arrived, paramedics administered naloxone, of which Narcan is a brand, and the toddler was hospitalized in critical condition. Yesterday, police said the investigation indicates the child's exposure was accidental, but with widespread access to fentanyl, similar situations have happened to children across the country. The impact of that availability is something Dr. Lakin said he hears about often. There's so much of it out here, and it's so prevalent, he said. People that used to take prescription drugs or people that used to take normal heroin are now migrating to these press pills or this fake heroin that is really fentanyl or carfentanil, much more potent. The CDC reports a small amount in fentanyl can be 100 times more potent than morphine and 50 times more potent than of heroin. I have a job open to tell you about. Agmark LLC is accepting applications for a customer service / grain accounting position in their Beloit office. This full-time position is focused on providing quality service to their customers through answering phones, greeting customers, and processing grain purchase payments, all while being professional, friendly, and ensuring customer satisfaction. This position also maintains a variety of reports and files and assists in various other administrative office duties. Agmark LLC is a profitable company offering an excellent benefit package, including competitive wages, 401k, co-op retirement, health and dental insurance, PTO, and more. Agmark is an equal opportunity employer. Applications will be taken until the position is filled. To apply, please contact Julie at 738-0763. Email julie.harrison@cvacoop.com or send a resume to Agmark LLC, Attention Julie, P.O. Box 568, Beloit, Kansas 67420. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6 in Independence and Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment. Check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. There will be walk-in flu clinics at the Mitchell County Health Department on Wednesdays, the rest of October, and the first two Wednesdays in November, including today, October 18th, from 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. You can call and schedule an appointment at 738-5175 for another day if those days do not work. The walk-in days are for flu shots only. There'll be a Kirsten Jones Benefit Supper will be serving at 6 o'clock at Beloit Trojan Football Stadium coming up Friday, October 20th. Pulled pork, baked beans, chips, and cookie. To-go box is available. All proceeds from the meal and concessions will go to Kirsten Jones to help with expenses and fight the battle of cancer. It is hosted by Breast Friends of Osborne and Mitchell Counties. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
3-2 again. And a called strike three, and that's the ball game. And the Philadelphia Phillies, dominant in this postseason. And they take a 2-0 lead in this best of seven NLCS.
The Phillies with a dominant 10-0 win over the Diamondbacks in Game 2 of the NLCS on Tuesday night. More on the game coming up in this sportscast. We also look at local sports, high school volleyball regular season coming to a close for some teams on Tuesday night in the area. Also in the NFL, the Eagles sign a well-known free agent wide receiver. Talking on this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake.
Dug out by the Panthers, but there's Budke to stuff it at the net for a match point, and Beloit continues the rock and roll. The Lady Trojans have won 32 consecutive matches, adds to their school record. They're now 34-2 on the year as they win all three sets against Phillipsburg.
The Beloit Lady Trojans swept Phillipsburg 25-16, 25-10, 25-9, and they'll head into Sumstate with a number one seed at 34-2, just ahead of Nemaha Central at 36-3. More on that coming up in a moment. The Lincoln Triangular, the St. John's Tipton Lady Jays, getting a sweep over Rock Hills 25-15 and 25-15, and beating Lincoln 25-4 and 25-14. They finished the regular season 32-3. It's the third time since St. John's and Tipton joined their cooperative that the team has finished with three losses, so that matches the least losses in a season for the Lady Jays. They've won 21 straight. Also on Tuesday, Rock Hills winning over Lincoln 25-22 and 25-20. Lakeside Triangular, Lakeside beating Natoma 25-22 and 25-10. They beat Southern Cloud 25-20, 25-12. Southern Cloud beating Natoma 27-25 and 25-14. You can find the full scores from the area on Tuesday night. They're all posted at ncksports.com. Once again, Substate Volleyball brackets will be released today. Keep an eye on ncksports.com for the latest there. We'll update team schedules with matchups as we can. And again, we'll have a link to the Substate brackets coming up later today. Also coming up this evening around 5:15, we'll talk with the head football coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge on our high school football locker room chat. So stay tuned for that. You can always catch those online at kdcountry94.com as well, and listen on our locker room chat podcast if you miss them when they air live. As heard at the beginning of the sportscast, the Philadelphia Phillies up 2-0 on the Arizona Diamondbacks, the NLCS, after a 10-0 drubbing on Tuesday night in Philly. Phillies were up 2-0 going into the sixth inning, scored four runs in each of the sixth and seventh to put the game away. With the offense rolling, Aaron Nola pitched six scoreless innings, giving up just three hits, striking out seven. The two teams take today off as the series moves to Arizona Thursday. ALCS resumes tonight in Houston. The Rangers have a 2-0 lead on the Astros. Christian Javier, 1-0 in the postseason for the Astros, will face Max Scherzer of the Rangers, who will make his playoff debut tonight. First pitch at 7:03 from Minute Maid Park. Finally, in sports, seven-time Pro Bowl wide receiver Julio Jones is coming back to the NFL. The 34-year-old signed a one-year contract with the Eagles on Tuesday. Jones, once one of the top receivers in the NFL when he played for the Falcons, has the most receiving yards of any active player with 13,629. However, he hasn't had a 1,000-yard receiving season since 2019, had just 24 catches for 299 yards in 10 games with the Buccaneers last season. That's a look at sports and your sports leader in North Central Kansas, KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.